independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Those relationships are based in part on the military security that we provide to the world, the leadership that we provide to the rule with regard to the rule of law throughout Europe and elsewhere in the world. And that's not going to change by virtue of whether or not we're in disagreement.
That right there, Republican Senator Mike Lee talking about the Paris Accord, the Paris Agreement. Climate change. I know at night I am worried most importantly about climate change. It is. I've been in some bad areas, and I'm like, man, if climate change gets me, this is it. This is terrifying. One time there was a drive-by climate change. It was the worst thing ever. Now, what are we going to do with this whole Paris Accord? People are freaking out. Oh, my God. We're going to get out of this. This is it. The world is over. I heard some of the tweets. He's an idiot. He doesn't understand science. You know what I say to people like that? You don't understand business. So is it fair to say that you're, well, I do. No, you don't. You don't. And when we talk about science, let's talk about the modeling that you have. All right? The modeling is what? Has been changed on numerous occasions. All of the threats that were said to have happened that are coming to destroy a town near you haven't taken place. We all know that we need to take better care of our planet, just like we need to take care of better care of our stuff. You know, crap or yeet, come on. But this whole climate accord, let me tell you, we are on the hook for a lot of money, and we are obligated to do a lot of things to reduce our emissions. A lot of these other countries that are big polluters, they're not obligated for anything. Oh, it'll be good. We're staying in it because we care about the penguins. And then in the end of the day, they don't give a rat's ass. They continue to do what they want to do with zero recourse to call BS on them. But at the same time, we're obligated to change things. We're obligated. Now, the sources are saying, we're going to get out of this thing. Trump hasn't said so. I think it's a tool. He wants to renegotiate it. Why do we have to, once again, throw a ton of money at people? Once again, why are we the ones obligated to do a lot of stuff, which will do nothing because the Indians and the Chinese, do you think they're going to stop a burgeoning company like a country like India who's trying to get their economic world rocking and rolling, seeing what China's doing? Do you think that they're going to stop? Do you think that the Chinese are going to go, you know what, we really need to stop all of this stuff because of the wee willy winky worm that we need to protect and the global warming and let's destroy our economy? Hell no. Zero chance of that, kids. Zero chance of that. Now, will he or won't he, Spicy McSpicerson?
When the president has a decision, he'll make that announcement and he'll make it clear what the basis of that is.
No decision yet. I think it's a negotiation. People on the right. I mean, you know, Ted Cruz said this will destroy us. This will destroy our economy. I think there's something to that. I think the other thing is, too, what you're going to have is a battle of federal and states. Because the Fed's got a lot of stuff. They got lots of stuff that we've put into this thing. States are like, whoa. You're coming in here and you're doing what? You're encroaching on us for this? But there's a bigger thing here. First and foremost, the greatest thing in mankind has ever created is capitalism. That is ridiculous, Chad. Love a shut up. Capitalism. Capitalism is incredible. It can take a poor person and take them from the depths of despair with nothing and make them rich beyond their wildest dreams. Capitalism's incredible. This climate accord is a way to appease a bunch of fledgling nations that are struggling, that may become a threat and or competition to us, with many of them being dictators, kangaroo democracies, and fragile democracies struggling. And what we're going to do is we're going to placate them by paying them off to not hurt the environment. wink, wink, nudge, nudge, hoping that money trickles down to the people who desperately need it. Capitalism would give them an opportunity to not only compete on the world stage, but to get out of the plight that they find themselves in. And all we're doing is essentially saying, nah, you don't want to do that. Never thought of it like that. No, of course not. We could talk about the science and debate it. You show me one, I show you one. You show me this, I show you that. We could talk about all that stuff. Well, it's settled. It's settled by who? You have to change the model all the time. You promised. You had a guy that ran for president, then became a green warrior who made hundreds of million dollars off of it, who did a movie and now a second movie, and rolls it out because we're coming to the end of forever, and this is it, and there's nothing we can do to stop it. We have to change immediately overnight. Let me get in my private jet and fly away. And we wait, we wait, we wait. 10 years later, Manhattan's still not underwater. Al Gore, for those of you who don't know. It's all a game. It's big business. The UN gets to play global, you know, keepers. They prey on emotions. It's a feel-good story, right? You save a polar bear floating around on an ice cube. It's a feel-good story. It's tugging at your hearts. All the while, as you hand them money, you feel good about who you are. So everything's good. And then they tell you these people over here are bad because they're big business. They're evil, this, that, and the other. Did you see that? That penguin's going to die. Is it? Yeah. Are you sure? Absolutely. Do you know that? Yeah, science told me, and I felt really bad. And it's a penguin, so I gave them money. You're horrible. It's all about emotions. That's what this thing is. It's emotions. Best sales book you'll ever read in life is any kind of psychology book, Understanding the Human Emotion. And that's what this is. All the while, the big countries strengthen themselves. This weakens us, even though they say it'll make us stronger in the long run. Will it? And the hubris of politicians and people who think that they can control the weather and fix things. Mother Earth's been here for a long time, and we have, has anybody asked her at all, are you cold, Mother Earth? Is 1 degree, is that? No, I'm fine. Yeah. It's crazy. It is crazy. There's so much to this, but it's about emotion. When you step back and look at it, it's not a good deal for us. And to kill our economy and to destroy what seems to be an economy that's starting to turn around and get its engine revving and roaring would be silly. Renegotiate and stay in? I'm up for that. I'm okay. I'll listen to what you have to say. But to destroy our economy and to also hurt fledgling countries by paying them off to not grow their economy and their capitalism is silly and, dare I say, stupid. Oh, yes, I did say it. Very stupid. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, as always, 323-538-2423. It's time to leave Afghanistan. We have to go. There's no reason for us to be there anymore. There isn't. We went, we came, we kicked the Taliban's ass. They've come back. It's fighting season. Today's bombing was horrific. If you didn't see it, 80 plus, maybe 90 dead. They don't know. 460 plus injured. They expect the death toll to rise. There was a water truck that got close to the green zone. It exploded. These people, Afghanistan it's a place where many, many nations have gone to perish. And for what? It's time for us to say, look, we're going to step away from this. You guys need to get your house in order. But here's the deal. We have cruise missiles pointed right at you. If we think there's something untoward happening over here that may eventually leave your place and come hurt us, We aren't going to stick boots on the ground. We're going to stick a boot in your ass, and we're going to blow you up. Bits and pieces along the way. All right? We've lost lives. We've spent trillions of dollars for a place that needs... Some places are never... You're not going to fix it. I look at Afghanistan like it's somebody who's hyped up on... They've gone so deep in the world of drugs that even if you tried to get them clean, they're never going to be the same. That's the way it is. They don't want to be the same. You want to live like it's the 6th century. You want to play that game where you ride around and you throw a sheep into a circle. Knock yourself out. We're going to go to a place where it's nice and it's democracy reigns free. And you know what? You guys have fun. But if it leaves your house, we're not coming with troops. We're coming with... Just put that out there. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Scenario. You're going on vacation. What? I like vacations. Yes, indeed. A vacation that's going to be amazing. You've locked the front doors. Oh, yes, we have. And you think everything is great. Off your head. You have one of those moments. Did I leave my curling iron on? Did I leave the iron on? Did I leave? No, I was boiling something and I forgot to turn it off. Or did I? I don't know. But your house catches fire while you're on vacation and you got nothing. Burns down. Now, a new scenario. You on vacation. You've got Simply Safe Home Security. You're enjoying yourself because you have peace of mind knowing that round-the-clock security monitoring is going on in your house. Smoke alarm goes off. Beep, 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 beep. Oh. What happens? Simply Safe into action. All of a sudden, they alert the authorities. The fire department comes out, saves your house and your vacation. Boom. And that all happens for less than $15 a month with zero contracts, zero hidden fees. Indeed. That's why Simply Safe is the best. Get 24/7 connection to dispatch and lightning fast response times in emergencies with Simply Safe Home Security. Order today and you're going to get my special 10% discount. Go now to simplysafe.com/Benson. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off your home security system. simplysafe.com/Benson. It will be a home saver, a lifesaver, and dare I say a vacation saver? It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
I sincerely apologize. I am just now seeing the reaction of these images. I'm a comic. I cross the line. I move the line. Then I cross it. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. I've made a lot of mistakes in my career. I will continue. I asked your forgiveness, taking down the image, going to ask the photographer to take down the image, and I beg for your forgiveness. I went too far. I made a mistake, and I was wrong.
That's Kathy Griffin yesterday apologizing about the photo holding up Trump's head or severed likeness of a head. What do we do with satire? There's lines that are crossed, but in this country now, everything is a line that's crossed. Somebody's feelings are going to get hurt. Somebody is going to be devastated. You can say, you know, ice cream sundae. Somebody's like, uh-oh. Ice cream sundae? Do tell. You've offended me. Because I'm a, you know, I'm a 50-50 man, right? Or I'm a banana split guy. You said ice cream sundae. I'm offended. Where do we go with satire in this country? The great thing about our country is we have a sense of humor, which I think the better sense of humor you have, the more that you can be self-deprecating and laugh at yourself, the more strength it shows you. What she did crossed the line, and it was disgusting, and it was wrong, and And there are too many connotations that you could make about ISIS and Daniel Pearl and all that. It was wrong. And it was more art satire than comic satire. And I think that's one of the other things. I think if a comic does it, people are like, oh, that person's brave and daring. Her, she jacked the pooch. But in real life, satire is under attack. It's okay to make fun of the right, but it's not okay to make fun of the left. But take the right and the left out of it as far as political sides. You can't make fun of anything anymore unless you do it in cartoon form. That's about it. That's about it. What's next for satire and comedy is I hope we get some balls again. I hope it grows back out there and people stop listening to the social justice warriors, the keyboard cowboys who take to the internet to lambast people and to threaten to go after everybody, you know, whether you're performing somewhere, they want you gone, whether you're on television where they want you gone, or whether you have sponsors, they want you gone. Satire needs to live because the minute you truly take away the satire and the comedy, you're taking away a huge chunk of the soul that we may not get back, that will start a domino effect, that will make it uncomfortable and eventually sad in this country. That's what's next for comedy and satire. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. A lot of people texting in saying, you're right about Afghanistan. Yeah, you know what? I just think it's time for us to go. I think we've been there long enough, and they're not getting it, and they need to get it on their own. It's time for them to walk without help. Time to take off the training wheels. They're either going to fail or succeed. No more help from us anymore. The Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Coffee. Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Or Kofefe, Confifi.
Kofefe.
Kofifi.
Kofefe.
Fefe or Fifi?
Fefe.
Kofefe.
You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off.
The president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
I do love that. I love how, you know what's great is this shows you the insanity of news TMZ style that we've created with journalists who become opinion makers. And I even heard somebody today, all the talk in and around the Beltway is about the Paris Accord. That's all that's the big news there. And the way they said it is, it's the big news here. Have you guys not got out of your bubble? I'm just curious, because the big news elsewhere is struggling single mom. The big news elsewhere is massive debt for kids and not a great place to go out and look for a lots of jobs available, but not a jobs in the fields that they've just got degrees in and not enough to start paying down some of that big ass debt. Right? The news elsewhere is I got to get one of my kids to soccer practice. My other kid's sick. Our business is starting to grow, but there is a lot of issues that we still have to take care of. I'm going back to school. My husband, my wife, my family, my friends, my life. That's big news outside of there. That is. Trust me, coal miner in West Virginia isn't freaking out if we leave the Paris Accords, right? A farmer who's working 18 hours a day right now in the middle of the country isn't thinking climate change at this moment in time. A struggling single mom doesn't wake up at night and go, oh, man, I tell you what. I know I got to feed these kids, but climate change. No. But it just shows you how myopic they are. Just everything is, it's in and around there. You know, what should you worry about? Should you worry about people that are coming here from around the globe to steal your jobs? As so many people fear-monger you into doing? No. Because most of the jobs that people come here and do from other countries are crappy jobs that you don't want to do. Not all of them, but most of them. All right? Most of them. But there is another fear that you should have in some ways if you don't get in front of it. See, the thing is, if you get in front of automation and you understand it and you find out how you can be partners with it, it's going to make your life 1,000 times better. But if you fight it, if you deny it, you're going to go by the way of the dinosaurs. That I do know.
Man versus machine. It's a story that's as old as time. Throughout the last two centuries, automation has made manufacturing cheaper and easier. The Industrial Revolution ushered in an era of unprecedented progress. But just as factories replaced manual labor, now technology is replacing factory workers. In fact, since 2000, nearly 5 million factory jobs have disappeared. 20 years from now, almost half of all U.S. jobs will be replaced by machines.
You mean this is what it looks like when times change? What? You mean that this is progress? Progress looks like this? You know, in business, you adapt or you die. In sports, you adapt or you die. In music, you adapt or you die. In entertainment, you adapt or you die. If you fail to do so, you're eventually going to be an afterthought. You think the people who are like, nobody's ever going to, we're always going to have a horse and buggy. Do you think the people who had trains think, trains will be the only way people will ever travel? No, come on. And if you think planes are the last way that we're going to travel from you know, one side of the earth to the other, you're fooling yourself. There will be other things probably in our lifetime. This is what happens when you have innovation. This is what it is. You adapt, you die. Things have always changed. Let's see here. We had the radio world, and the radio world was about what? Back in the day, they would play. There were long-form plays. There were serials. Then we had movies, but movies didn't have really any sound. And then from there, producer Phil, we got talkies. And then from talkies, we got black and white pictures to color pictures. And now look at all of the things that we have. It's adapt or die in this world. Some people do it, some people don't. But this is what life is. Things change. Music changes. Entertainment changes. And dare I say, industry in and itself changes.
But don't panic. Here's what you need to know about Automation Nation. First, it's nothing new. Even back in 1960, John F. Kennedy wondered what the future would hold.
What happens to man when machines take their place?
We've seen this movie before. Horse and buggies replaced by cars. Elevator operators replaced by buttons. Many bank tellers replaced by ATMs.
Oh, yeah. Now what? Last night I went out. I bought a bunch of stuff. You know what I did? I didn't go to somebody to ring it up. I went to the self-serve, did it myself, was in and out of there, and boom, like that. World is changing. This is where the adapting or die needs to come in. This is where the rest of the world, in many ways, has got ahead of us because they've seen this. They're spending more and more money on helping their people go from a manufacturing mid-level kind of skills world to a better, more technologically driven world. Now, we need to figure out if that's going to happen for us. The one thing, last week, when all the talk was about all this crazy stuff that was going on with Trump and Russia and all this stuff, here's the thing that was hilarious. We played something from our good friend and yours, Paul Ryan. And Paul Ryan said, you forgot all these things that we've done this week. And one of them was helping people who have lost their job because of automation transfer their skills and now start to learn a new skill that includes technology-driven. One of the things about Trump is Trump wants to, I think in many ways, kind of stay put in the manufacturing is the backbone of America.
In terms of artificial intelligence taking over American jobs, I think we're like so far away from that that not even on my radar screen.
Well, it should be because it's here. And here's the thing. It's here now, but it's only going to grow. So what do you do? That's just it. What do you do? You better learn. And for those of you who are out there who are struggling right now, trying to figure out what you're going to do with your life, technology, that's what you do with your life. The internet came along and everybody poo-pooed it. Perfect example, the newspaper industry. It'll never take hold. It'll never happen. People want to feel things in their hands. They want to see things. They can't trust this. It'll never happen. They fought it rather than utilize it, and they had their ass handed to them. I'm more likely today to be abducted by an alien than run into an actual journalist who works for a print newspaper. There you go. Adapt or die.
But now the U.S. government spends less than 1% of the GDP on worker training and retraining. Denmark spends 18 times as much. France, 12 times as much, and Germany, 7 times.
Yeah. Wow, think about that. We need to spend more. And this is one of those things, when you look at the budget, I'd be looking at the budget right now thinking to myself, okay, how do we fix this? We have so many of these programs that suck, that don't work, right? We need to figure out how we're going to take some of these people. Now, some of them were never, they're too far gone as far as their skill level. They're not going to get, you're not going to teach most, I'm going to throw it out there, I'm going to be honest. You're 52 years old, you've been a manufacturer your whole life, you're not really good on a computer, you're probably not going to learn to code, right? You're not going to learn a lot of these things. But there's a lot of 30-somethings out there and 40-somethings who know their way around the computer, who know a lot of these things, who are going to have an opportunity to use these skills. It's making sure that they get the opportunity with a lot of these retrainings and the things that are out there that the government, we throw a lot of money around, for God's sakes. We throw a lot of money around on a bunch of crappy programs. Many of them are duplicate programs that show very little success. How about we start looking and saying, hey, let's take 8%, 5%, for God's sakes, of this stuff, and let's start rolling it into the future instead of trying to rebuild the past.
It's not all bad news, though. One study found that automation will actually create about 15 million U.S. jobs over the next decade. But that's going to require skill sets that fit those new job requirements.
You know, and it's funny. It says 15 million U.S. jobs. Doesn't mean they're going to be U.S. employees. Meaning there's going to be a lot of people that we are not going to, we won't have the skill sets. Many companies are struggling to find this. You go online today now. If you're a half-assed coder, you can find a good job. I have said all along, the technology industry is the new manufacturing world. It's the place that it's going to put our middle class back to work. It's not in a factory, but in front of a computer. In front of a computer. That's where the middle class is going to be built. One more thing from Ms. Katie Couric.
People are paying attention. Degrees in math and science are on the rise. Between 2009 and 2013, they increased by nearly 20%, double that of other subjects. But the bottom line is this. If you want to be employable, you need the skills that will equip you for the future so that you can work with machines rather than against them.
Most important right there. Find a way to take this thing in front of you. This thing right here in front of you, the computer, and make it your partner, make it your best friend in business, as well as it already is in entertainment. Find a way to do that, you're going to be fine. Fight this thing, you're going to lose. Ask the newspaper industry, ask the entertainment industry, ask many other things that have come and gone or now becoming to the point where they're obsolete. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. Hell, we even got a preacher bot now.
We got a preacher bot. We have a preacher bot.
They have a robot that's a preacher that will bless you in a German town.
Hello there. Hello.
It's all happening, kids. Come on now. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. A little say what straight ahead that includes a man going 88 miles an hour. Somebody who likes to spin big on tips and have a baby, watch it walk. Huh? Chad Benson Show.
You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? People are hailing it a miracle of science and or maybe more. A young baby was born on Friday in Brazil. Lo and behold, the baby's walking. Walking, I say. Not on its own, but up. Right and walking. The doctor's holding it. The baby is walking on her own. People are hailing it nothing short of a miracle. It is pretty interesting, although the baby looks a lot older than just a brand new baby, but it is making an attempt to walk. I find that to be very interesting. How old were you, Phil, when you started walking?
I don't know.
You should know this. How do you know? Your mom said, oh, God, so-and-so. You started walking at, like, you know, 11 months. Because most kids walk about 8 to 12 months, 8 to 14 months, depending on your laziness. But on average, the kid's right around 11 months. So my mom said I just got up, started running around, and that was it. Never caught me since. Just mostly yelled at me most of the time. A DeLorean. This is great. So a California driver has a DeLorean. Took it up to 88, wanted to make sure it got to 88, knowing he was going to get a ticket with his mother in the car, got it up to 88, and sure enough, not only did they get it up to 88, when they ticketed him, the radar gun said 88 miles an hour. You got to like that. The DeLorean. Remember the DeLorean? I mean, remember that when you were a kid, like the DeLorean? It's like, how much cocaine's in your DeLorean? Yes, and if you don't know, that's Back to the Future reference. Go watch a movie. But I watched Back to the Future, not this past week, and the weekend before. All of them were on. I watched all of them. I watched all of them. And first one still is amazing. Second one was, Third one was like, really? And you know, they shot the second and third Back to the Future at the same time. But you had to go 88 miles an hour. Marty! You gotta go 88 to get up to the gigawatch. Watch out for, and you know what's funny? It's the Libyans or the Syrians that are coming to get him. The Libyans, never trust him. Oh man, you could not do that today, right? We'd have to make it's the white power people, because otherwise you can't trust him. Goodness me. Chad, you're just being weird. A guy stole $2 million. I know that's weird. Did it online, not a shocker. Here's the thing though, and he, by the way, 15 years in prison. He took $1.9 million fraudulently between November 2015 and April 2016 from a video server platform, Youku-Tudu. That's China's YouTube clone. He exploited a bug in his payment system. He spent most of the money, lavishing about $600,000 on tips and $437,000 on web features to look at pretty ladies and programs that he were hosting. And then he spent $600,000 on tips for them because he wanted to make sure that he was entertained. He's a good tipper is what I'm trying to say, people. He's a good tipper. Text the program, 323-538-2420. We were talking about jobs, creation. You'd keep up with today's world. Automation can be your friend, it can be your enemy, and you better learn how to make it to become your friend. My husband had to rethink his career, writes one texter. He went back for a bachelor's in communications and in business and job. His job in marketing has been eliminated. He has to learn about marketing online. He can't keep up. He used to market through radio, TV, and print. Now he has to learn about all SEO, social media advertising, and keep up with it. He's struggling in his late 40s. Got to figure out a way to make it your friend. Because if it is, it's your gold rush. I have a lot of friends who aren't even great at stuff, but they've learned how to take the computer world and make it a career because they're a bit entrepreneurial. It can be a gold rush, and they make a decent living doing a lot of nothing. Don't struggle. Get ahead of it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. Text like that person did, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. This here be the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.